Okay, so we're up to Sif Hey, Avelos before Kfura. So the Rambam writes there's no Avelos before Kfura, and he brings a raya from David HaMelech. This is Perk Aleph, Halacha Beis, Memasa Yischaiv Adam be'Avel, Mishiyis Tamagolel. Nikvar Hameis, Rachat David. Why was David able to do things which would have been violation of Avelos prior to the Kfura? Because there's no Avelos. Now, we have to ask Deoraisa Kashas on this and Derabanan Kashas on this. So we'll start with the Deoraisa Kashas. So to appreciate this, we have to consider the Rambam's position that Avelos Yom Rishon is Deoraisa. Why is it, what's the source that it's Deoraisa? This is the view of the Gaonim, it's the view of the Ramban. We will see, however, that the Ramban learns this concept very differently than the Rambam, for example. So, how do we know there's such a thing as Avelos Deoraisa? So, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Avelos in Mishneh Torah, Mitzvah Seilos Aval Im Shenamar, V'achalti Chatas Yom Hayitav B'nei Hashem. That's Aleph Aleph. So that's the pasuk from Aninos, that there's an iser of Aninos for Kohen Gadol can't even eat, that we could do, you can be makriv onen, he can't be ochel, kachim b'aninos. There's a din of onen. Now, if that's the source, so when does Anina start? Obviously, Anina starts at the moment of Ptira. It does not end with Kfura. So if the source for Avelos is Aninos, the concept of Aninos b'Deoraisa, then why is it that Avelos doesn't start before the Kfura? So that's Akasha. It's even more perplexing when we look at the other Makor in the Rambam, which is Lahitama. That's the Makor that he cites in Sefer Mitzvos, Mitzvah Lamed Zayin, Bar Mitzvah Lamed Zayin, He Shesivanu Sheyitamu HaKohanim LeKrovim on the Skarmat Torah. So the mitzvah, for the most part, is that there's a chiyuv. This is a debate in Gemara, whether it's Rishus or chiyuv, but we pass in it's a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv for Kohanim to become Tameim for their Krovim. Ki Bavosh Menam LeTamei, LeMesim LeChodem, LeVad, VeHetir LeHam LeHi Tamei, LeKrovim Shema Yachshavu Sharush B'Yad Meshadah, Hatter ve'im ratzu yitam no, v'hu amizala la yitama klamar achoso, etc. And he says this is the source for Avelos as well. We'll talk more about how this is a source for Avelos when we get to Shin Tzadi Ches, maybe in a minute. I don't know. We'll talk about it soon. But either way, so this, if this is the source, then it's even more perplexing because this din of a Kohen to become Tameh, which is the source for Avelos. So Adrabba, that ends with Stimas HaGolel, right? There's a debate in Gemara, actually, how long a Kohen could be Tameh for. There is an opinion in Gemara that it's after Kfura, but we Paskin certainly like the opinion that the Kohen could only become Tameh until the Kfura. In fact, there's a whole discussion, how exactly does the Kohen get out of the Beis HaKvaros? And there's a funny Rambam. Rambam says he has to minimize going in. Really, it should be going out. But it's a practical shaila. That's why the minhag is that Kohanim should always be buried at the edge so as to avoid that problem. Because many poskim rule. Moshe says that's only l'chatchila, but the Yemen, you could still do it. Many poskim rule, though, that if a Kohen, let's say his father is buried in the middle of a cemetery, he couldn't go. Not because he can't be metame for the father, but because he can't get out of the basic forest, in which case he should be able to go in the first place. Okay, as I said, if Moshe says we're a mako, that just means like you should plan to do it. But once it's there, you could do it. You have a mitzvah to become tamei, and the melo wants your tamei. Okay, what are you going to do? You have to get out. But maybe helicopter. So it still doesn't work, right? Because you have to. Oh, Zara, got to try the airplane, Shiloh. So yeah, exactly. Anyway, Selamaisa. So both Makoros for the Rambam would that for Avelos Deoraisa would suggest that there's Avelos called Gvura. So what in the world is going on here? What in the world is going on? This is, relates perhaps to the general question of Why does he have two makoros? How does he even learn from Tumas Kohanim? Right? What does Tumas Kohanim have to do with it? The Rambam writes this very interesting lashon. Kolomar, ki kol ish Mishrael chayv l'saf el krovav. Kolomar, this again from Sefer Mitzvos. Kolomar, chamisha meisei mitzvah, v'lechazek, maybe shisha, we'll get back to that later. V'lechazek chiyuv ze bi'er oso b'kohen, shumuzhar al tuma, shi'itamei, al kolpanim kishar Yisrael, kadesh lo yachlash din avelos. So the idea here is a very interesting idea. The mitzvah is to become tamei. And it's only actually for the Rambam and the mitzvah upon Kohanim. Oh, you're showing him the Rabbi disagrees. He says, what do you mean? If it's a mitzvah Kohanim, of course it's a mitzvah for everybody else. But the Rambam thinks, no. For everybody else, so they don't have to become tamei. Let's say they're squeamish around the dead. So they don't want to become tamei. So for everybody else, we would let them get away with that. But for Kohen not to become tamei, so that is a violation. Why? What's wrong with it? Kadesh lo yechlash din avelos. So that the avelos isn't weakened. Meaning to say, for the Kohen not to become tamei, well, why would the Kohen not become tamei? Because of the iser of tuma. And that would be machlash koch avelos. What is that saying? That he's not willing to become tamei for his father? Al kopanim. That is the view. Now, maybe we'll talk more about this soon. Why does the Rambam need two makoros? It's very strange. So we could sort of take two approaches. One approach, and they could both be true. One approach that some of the Achronim say is that, well, really the makor is Tumas Kohanim, like he says in Sefer Mitzvos, but he only proves from Aninos the Zman, namely that it's only the first day is Deoraisa, because Aninos is only one day. It's not so glot because he writes Shenemar. In other words, in Hilchos Avelos, when he brings down in Aleph Aleph, Mitzvah Saseh L'Saval Al Krovim, Shenemar, V'achalti Chatas Hayom. It doesn't say Mitzvah Saseh L'Saval Yom Echad or something like that. It says Shenemar. So that makes the answer to the Lecha Mishnah a little bit difficult. I would add that, though this doesn't entirely solve the question, I think it's part of a trend where the Rambam there's at least a half dozen cases where he brings separate mitzvah and Mishneh Torah and Sefer Mitzvos. And that's because the goal of Makoros in Mishneh Torah and Sefer Mitzvos are different things. Sefer Mitzvos is where you see it in the Torah. I don't even get into it. We talked about this a couple of times. See this in Hilchos Teshuvah, for example, and the like. But I don't want to shtel on that. Maybe another time we could talk about what it is. But what I think the Rambam holds is that these two things are both manifestations of the concept of Avelos Deoraisa. Meaning to say that, like he says over here, Shelo Yechlash Koch Avelos. Why is it that the Torah says the Kohen has become Tamei? Well, why is it a mitzvah? Answer, because his lack of becoming Tamei would be machlish the Avelos. And so that indicates that there's such a concept of Avelos Deoraisa, meaning to say, this is not a straightforward makor. The mitzvah is still to become Tamei. That is the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah for a Kohen to become Tamei. But what it shows is that there's a concept of Avelos. And this we'll get back to a little later, but this explains a lot of other things. Like the Rambam is going to tell us that there are situations where you can't become Tamei, but there's a mitzvah Avelos Deoraisa, like a married sister. We'll explain why that is. But Bekitzer, the point is that the mitzvah to be of Avelos is for Krovim. Your married sister, even if she's married, she's a Krova. Why can't you become Tamei for her? Rambam sees that as a technicality. It's like a Kohen can't become Tamei for Mechusar Efer. Right? So Havamina that you wouldn't have Avelos Deoraisa for Mechusar Efer? No. So it did that Kohen can't become Tamei for Mechusar Efer for whatever reason. So the Rambam here, it's really a fascinating idea. It's a very telling when it comes to the role of Tamei and Mitzvos in terms of determining Halacha. obviously this is not one of these philosophical tamiyamitos, but one that's very significant in terms of determining the scope of the dinner halacha. So what the Rambam is saying is here is like this. He's saying, what's the reason why Kohen must become tamei? Shol yachlish koch avelos. Well, that shows us that there's such a concept of avelos. In other words, the mitzvah isn't avelos. The mitzvah of tumas kohanim shows me that there's a concept of avelos. And the same thing for the din of vaninos. So therefore, going back to our question, so what was our question? Our question was, the Rambam says explicitly that avelos only begins, lachar simas hagolel. But one second, both the Oraisa will say it manifestations of avelos begin immediately upon Misa. Tuma not only begins upon Misa, but it ends with Kvura. And Aninos also certainly begins upon Misa. So even though it's true that the Oraisa manifestations of avelos begin at Misa, but the Dirabanan Nihuge Avelos begin only at Kfura. Now, I need to explain a little more, but just to appreciate it better, this contrasts with the Ramban. The Ramban, as we'll see, also holds that Avelos Yom Rishon is Deoraisa. But the Ramban's position is that the Avelos that begins at Kfura, I'm sorry, at Misa, continues in the same way after Kfura. So there are certain technicalities that make it different. For example, according to the Ramban, Nihuge Avelos that would stare the Kfura, like Nila Sasando or Kfiya Samita, don't apply until after Kfura. But fundamentally, Nihuge Avelos begin at Misa. The Chiyuv, the Oraisa of Avelos, and the Ramban also cites both Tumas Kohanim and Aninos Deraisa as the source. The Chiyuv de Oraisa of Avelos and the Chiyuv de Rabbanan of Avelos are the same. The Rabbanan expanded it. They expanded more things. For the Ramban, it's very simple. It's Kain de Oraisa Tikkun. So Avelos de Rabbanan begins at Aninos. And Avelos Deraisa begins at Misa. They both start at the same time. For the Rambam, it's very different. And what for the Ramban, there are a number of Nihuge Avelos that are Deoraisa. We're going to see in a moment which ones are Deoraisa, which ones are Derabanan. Let's say abstaining from pleasure, those are Deoraisa Nihugim for the most part, just Yom Rishon. So the Deoraisa Nihugim begin upon Misa, and the Derabanan Nihugim begin upon Misa, except for the ones that are going to share the Kfura. And not only that, but Adarabba, as we'll see in the Ramban, the Nihugim, if anything, are most chamor from Misa till Kfura. That's why Basar V'yayin is only Aser Kodim Kfura. Now, remember we said at the beginning, Rabbeinu Yonah said Basar V'yayin is Altswat, not to shter you, right? Shemati Mashiach. But the Ramban says, no, that's Avelos. That's the most intense. Would make sense that, like, throughout the period of Avelos, it gets less and less and less chamor, right? Most intense, so the first 3 days are the most chamor, then the Shiva, then the Shloshim, then the Yud Beis. So what's going to be the most intense period of Avelos? Be'etzem, Kodem Kfura. Okay. And look, that's even the dinim of Misa, of Ketumah, that's when they become less and less and less. And that's why the Isser of Basar V'yayin is reduced. After Kfura, it doesn't even apply anymore. So the Ramban and the Rambam both hold that there's Avelos Deoraisa Yom Rishon. And they both think it relates to the Dinim Deoraisa of Aninos / Tumah. However, it applies in a very different way. The Ramban's model is much, much easier to understand, right? It applies immediately. In the same way, Deoraisas apply it, the Rabbanans apply. Okay, certain Rabbanans, they said, don't apply yet. Because you need to be osik bekfura, and it's very hard to walk around taking care of the burials. You don't have shoes on. So, and we'll see which ones they are in a moment. We'll read the details on this in a moment. But for the Ramban, very, very easy to understand how this works. This is like classical deraisa, deraban, came deraisa, tikkun expansion, deraban, and all those things. For the Rambam, very, very different. Because the dinim deraisa start immediately. Again, those aren't dinim d'oraisa of avelos, but they're simonim of the concept that avelos exists, namely toma and aninas. So the dinim d'oraisa start immediately,
but the dinim d'rabanan only begin
with kvura. Right, so it's very much not kain d'oraisa tikkun. It's lav kain d'oraisa tikkun. So why is this? Why is this? You can ask a question.
So are we're calling, according to Rambam, all the velos. We're not calling kvura and less of velos. We're saying those are.
Those reflect. Those are dinim that reflect that this concept of avelos exists. In other words, for example, the din of tumah only applies to kohanim, not females, not anybody other than a kohen. But it shows us that, so we don't say, oh, only kohanim that are mitzvah and tumah are chayv and avelos. No, it shows us that there's a concept of avelos that's chayv to everybody.
But that only starts after.
That starts immediately and ends with kvura, according to the Rambam.
Doesn't he say starts after halacha base, it starts after kvura?
That's nihuge avelos. Toma, the din d'oraisa, starts immediately upon death and ends with stima sagolal. Nihuge avelos, which are all derabanan, begin with stima sagolal and go on for shiva, shoshim, whatever.
Does he say nihuge or says regular
case? Well, that's what he's describing. Nihuge avelos is lashon is meimasa yischayv adam be'avel mishiyista magolal. You're correct. But what he means is Nihugi Avelos, because like we said, the Deoraisa manifestation of Avelos ends with Stima Sagolo. It doesn't begin with Stima Sagolo.
Also, whatever we're learning from Gohan and from people with arm and tummy base, they're saying that people with arm and tummy base, like going double and nausea, they don't have Avelos or something.
Oh, so that's a fascinating question, which we will maybe get to if we have time. It's a great question. Is there a velos for a Klein Gadol? Right? We have Min HaMikdash Lo Yetzei. We have certainly no Heter of Tumah. Is there a velos? Right? Because it's, especially now that we see that fundamentally it's a manifestation. So here it's an interesting question. It's a machlokas, actually. And there's a Yartzeit Drasha of the Rav on this topic. And if we have time, we'll see it, because I do think it's actually quite an interesting question. But for now, I'm not going to answer it, but we'll get to it. It's a great question. Very important. Very important. Okay. So again, the more basic question, though, we need to ask is why isn't there a velos de oraisa immediately? Meaning Nihugi Avelos, why don't they begin immediately? If the Oraisa concept of Avelos clearly does begin immediately, both Tuma and Aninas. That's the Kasha. So one possibility is more technical, and we'll say three possibilities, all of which might be true. They're not so to each other. More technical. Like the Ramban writes, that certain Nihugi Avelos don't start immediately, that's for sure. Because, among other things, of practical concerns, the responsibility of taking care of the kvura and the like preclude the possibility of being nohig all the nihugi avelos. And the Rambam simply said, low plug. In other words, since I don't want to be machalik, like the Ramban says, between half the nihugi avelos start immediately, half them start later, shalom lechalik. They said, okay, they all start at kvura. So yeah, taka here, it's not kain d'oraisa tikkun because of technical reasons. That's the first answer. Maybe we could give a more philosophical reason, which is that the nihugi avelos are fundamentally more mitzvos, right, than usual. And that first period of avelos, or aninus, there are fewer mitzvos. It's man sha'ata osek b'meisim, and not man sha'ata osek b'chayim. Adarabba, we pater him from all mitzvos. And according to many Rishonim, we even asr him to do mitzvos, even though the Rambam Pashtus doesn't say it's asr. But fundamentally, It's like the Yerushalmi says, it's not a zman of mitzvot. And the avoda during that first period of aninus is a very different avoda than later. So like we sort of said before, the nature of avelos deraisa, which we could call aninus, is different than the avelos post-kvura. Post-kvura, adarabah, it's one in which the avel has to take responsibility and work on himself, and that we'll see big part for the Rambam of avelos is tshuva and the like, and that requires taking on more mitzvos. But during that initial stage, adarabah, the aninus is so overwhelming that doing mitzvos is inappropriate. And in a certain sense, if you want, you could suggest that the mitzvah of avelos deoraisa tells you you dafka shouldn't have additional mitzvos during this first stage. Right? It doesn't just pater you from all mitzvos, which it does. It paters you from nihugei avelos. Now is not the time. Now, perhaps you're not yet ready for the avoda of the later avelos, the post-kvura avelos. So in a sense, a concept of avelos deraisa of the Rambam is really aninus, right? It's the Isser Kadshim, Isser Meiser Sheni, Isser Avoda, becoming Tame, and the like. Not just becoming Tame in a practical sense, even if you're not needed practically, according to the way we paskin. That's the first stage. The second stage in Avelos, which begins with Tzimus HaGolah, manifests itself very, very differently. And I'll just add one more reason, and then we'll then I'll take a question. But just as opposed to the Ramban, right? The Ramban says no, there are two stages, but fundamentally it's the same, right? Stage one before Kvura, stage two after Kvura are the same. Stage one is a little more chamor, so there's an Isser Basviyayin, and it's a little more rakal insofar as not having doing the things that shter of Kvura, but it's one thing. For the Rambam, the person has to change direction and change avoda before and after kvura. Had the Rambam know that, besides the pasuk he quotes from David HaMelech, but he looked at the halachos, right? The fact is that the halacha is that he's pater from mitzvos beforehand, right? Mitzvos aren't the right avoda in that first stage. You're not ready for that. There's a different avoda. It's one of sort of where we're doing more is doing less, and doing less is doing more. And that's the first stage of avelos, deraisa, aninus. The third reason to distinguish, I saw in the, is in the Sefer Abatim, Asher showed me actually, very interesting idea. He says, why is there no avelos kodem kvura? Basically, because the avel is in a state of denial. Shakavana bezeh, right? He's not totally misyayish yet. It hasn't sunk in the death. I mean, perhaps it takes longer, but you know, the burial adds a certain degree of finality that is not yet reached. And that's part of avelos. That's important for avelos. Again, this is similar to the second approach. It's telling us a sort of, not a philosophical, but a psychological change. But it's the same idea in the sense that you're not yet ready for nihugei avelos, kodem kvura. And therefore, when the Rabbanim were misakin nisi nihugim, they did it only post kvura, not after kvura, not pre kvura. Yes, Menachem? Okay. That is true as well. Yes, absolutely. For the Rambam, clearly all nihugei avelos are derabbanan. There, it, and it's that's what sort of is what I was saying before manifestations. In other words, there's what is the manifestations of the Oraisa Velos, right? It's Kfura, so you have to become Tamei, and Aninos. The Avelos de Oraisa is Aninos. It might reflect a state of mind, and a state, but as opposed to the Rambam. So that's what I said before, that even though the Rambam and the Ramban both hold that there's Avelos de Oraisa, Yom Rishon, and they both associate it with the same Sukkim. The Ramban focuses more on Achrisi Yochamam and Kiyomar, but he also says Tuma at one place. Sure he does. Achrisi Yochamam is not a Doraisa. It's not a Pasuk. Yeah, but that's okay, because the Ramban in both of those places is trying to show you a Pasuk. So they both learn it from the same basic sources, but what they do with it is very different. The Nihuge Avelos are not Doraisa for the Ramban. It's the state of Avelos that's Doraisa. For the Ramban, the Nihuge Avelos are, the Ramban will say to the Ramban, among other things, says, where are your Psukim? Like, where does it say that the Psukim, I mean, the Gemara does call Psukim for the various Nihuge Avelos, but those are Asmachtas, not for the most part. Okay. What about Tashra Shamita for the Ramban? So the Rambam writes in Perek Dalet Halacha Vav, Misha Mesa Mutal Fanav, Och Vais Acher, as we read, Uvarach Ubishabis. So then Mesa Ba'ochal Basa Vishosiyayin, Uvarach Mazamin, Uvarach Nalav, 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 Chayv Chomitzes Amos Betayva, Chot Mitash Vishamita. So Shabbos, Yechayv in all mitzvos, except for Tash Mishamita. So this could be explained in one of two ways. One way is it's aser tashma shamita. Right? You can say adarab if it's aser on Shabbos kavachomer, it's aser b'chol. So suddenly there'd be an aser of tashma shamita during the week. And even though he said before that avelos doesn't begin until Simchas Golel, that would be because it's a bizayon to do Tashma Shemitah the like. Tashma Shemitah is not like the other Nihuge Avelos. Nihuge Avelos start with Kfura. But Tashma Shemitah is also even beforehand. Like the Ramban writes, the Ramban's sheet is different than the Ramban, but he writes, Af Kal Shabakalim doesn't have Tashma Shemitah, Kodem Kfura. And so what the Ramban means over here is that there is, in fact, an Isser Tashma Shemitah Kodem Kfura. That's one way to read the Ramban. The other way to read the Rambam is no. There's actually, like the Rambam says, there are no Nihuge Avelos Kodem Kfura whatsoever. The Rambam didn't say Tashmish is Aser. The Rambam simply said that you're Chayiv in all mitzvos with the exception of Tashmish Amita. You're not Chayiv in Tashmish Amita, right? It's Mutter if you want to, but it's not Chayiv. So as opposed to other mitzvahs where the Avel is Chayiv on Shabbos, the Onen is Chayiv on Shabbos, here he's not. How does he read the Gemara? So this would be like the Rimagash is reading the Gemara over there, which is also not surprising that the Rambam would learn like the Rimagash, that the Machlokas Tanayim is not whether it's Mutter or Aser, like let's say the Ramban and other Rishonim read it, but whether it's mitzvah or Rishos. And we at Paskin like the opinion that it's Rishos. Right, and therefore, according to the Rambam, there is no Isser of Tashma Shemitah Kodem Kfura. And Lacha Mishnah learns this way. Lacha Mishnah, back in Aleph Beis, writes that if you look at the Lashon of the Rambam, it really sounds that way. He says that there's no Nihuge Avelos Kolal Tashma Shemitah Kodem Kfura. Now, then you have an interesting question, which is, once it's not Aser, then why isn't it a mitzvah? Because L'chora, it should be a mitzvah. So if we had more time, we could talk about this. Maybe it's a machlokas about the getter, the chi of ona, or the like. Al kopanim, that seems to be what the Rambam writes. And the Ramban disagrees. And the Ramban, as we said before, holds that fundamentally in Hugi Avelos begin right away. So what about the raya? Rambam brought a raya from a pasuk, David HaMelech. So the Ramban brings two dechios. And then the Hagol Sadrisha, brings in the third, which he rejects. So the first one is that the Ramban is L'tame Azil, that L'achar Shenikvar Hameis, I'm reading from the Drisha Vav, that L'achar Shenikvar Hameis, B'shas Udas Havra, you know again, Shemar Chitzenes Ha'avel, L'avi Menu Azuhama. So Ramban, Rechitzes Sholdavet Haisa, Achar Kvura, B'sudas Havra. Okay, we'll see about that. We don't have that minhag anymore, but they used to have this minhag that even though there is an Isser Rechitza for the Avel, after the Kfura, you're allowed to do a certain, by the Sutta Savra, a certain type of Rechitza, because you're all full of dirt and schmutz. And that must have been what David HaMelech did. Okay. And the Rambam didn't think that was a good Dechiyah, because he didn't hold to that minhag. It must be that there's a Rai from the Rechitza that David did, that there's no Avelos. Alternatively, he says that maybe Melech is different. Deba'inan she melech mehuder k'dechsev melech biyafio techazena inecha. So therefore, they weren't gozer on rechitza v'sicha. We'll see that this might apply to a chasan or a kala. We have certain kulas for a kala, even during shiva and the like. So if a chasan is a din melech and we're mekel, so melech also is a din melech. So therefore, that's why David HaMelech did. He can't prove it from. Then Hagos Hadrisha says, oh, there's another answer. This was an Eiffel, right? Would you sit, this baby died right away. We don't have a velus for such a child. But that's a very bad answer, he points out. Why? Because we learn out halachos from this, hilchos velus from this pasuk, from the baby of David, like the Isser Tashmish we'll see, is derived from this pasuk. So clearly this baby was kimlan b'kalalo chadashav, and therefore there must have been avelos, and therefore that answer given by the Achronim to defend the Ramban is not a good answer. Al kopanim, so the Rambam, so the easiest answer is that Melech is different. Fine. Now, so what is mutter? What is mutter? So things, like we said, that are going to prevent or make more difficult the kfura, like Nilas Asando. The truth is, the Ramban even adds over there, "Af pe'elo lo atiru divrei tzar." We'll get to that in a moment. But don't say the Ramban writes that they were permitting all forms of avelos, because it says v'asum shel shalom. Shafachir masurim kshameis be'ir. Oh, so that's a proof. Now, the big problem with the Ramban is like this. If nihugei avelos begin immediately, then why doesn't it count towards the Shiva? Right, for the Ramban, we understand why it doesn't count towards the Shiva, because the avelos doesn't begin until after Kfura. For the Ramban, why? And you'll tell me, but not everything counts. But it's not a great answer, because, I mean, Shabbos we count towards the Shiva, even though many Nihugi Avelos don't apply in Shabbos. There are some Nihugi Avelos that apply in Shabbos, like Dram Shabbatina, so we can count it towards the Shiva. But, so Kol Shekhen over here, where basically most, according to the Ramban, most Nihugi Avelos apply Kodem Shiva, I mean Kodem Kfura, so why wouldn't it count towards the Shiva? So it says the Ramban. Okay. So he gives actually sort of points out two things over here, which I think are quite interesting. Number one is because he's tarud, and ein libo ba'aveluso. So even though the nihugei avelos apply, but you're not having libo ba'aveluso. This is one of the many places, and especially Sidna Ramban, where the idea, the famous idea that the Rav articulated is mevuar in the Rishonim, which is that the Ikar Avelos is the Avelos Shebelev. And the Nihugim are manifestations of that feeling. But that's the Iker Kiyum. It's a Kiyum Shebelev. And he's saying over here, even though the Avel is doing the Kiyum Sheb, the Maisa Shebegof, right? Because the Maisa Shebegof, for the most part, start before the Kvura. But there's a lack of lev, right? Shutarud b'kvurta, in libo b'aveluso, right? So that's his first reason. And he's so busy, right? I think, you know, I've heard people say this, right? I've been so busy since the, you know, I haven't been able to process it. I haven't been able to think about it, to grieve and whatever those, the Kiyum Shebelev is. That's number one. Number two is Vod, Shavel Karcham Hetiruhu B'mikzas Dine Avelos, Achi Kavim B'pnei Tzarcho Shomes, Kamosha Pirashnu, Vein B'din Shiyam Ne'ala Mishasha Noi Kulam. So we should only start Noi Kulam. I always said, what about Shabbos? So Shabbos, at the very least, even though it's you've started already, so even though it's only partially observed, but since you started beforehand, we'll let you, you know, we're not going to interrupt it. But we're not going to let you start until Kulam or Noagim, and that's with Kfura. Now, it's still sort of interesting. It's not that pasha, because after it's Nimshar Lekatafim, it's Moser Bata, Mutter Bevasar B'Yayin, it's Aser B'Idunim, according to Ramban, and you're not going to be Maschil Shiva. So you see that the chumra of Bas B'Yayin is L'Chayra because Mutal Alav L'Kovro. So it's a little fair that the Ramban proves from there Avelos, right? Remember, what was the Ramban's Raya? That there is a concept of Avelos Kodem Kvura, Kavachomer from Bas B'Yayin, right? And Bas B'Yayin is a din in Avelos. It's not a din in it's not a din in that you're going to be, you know, Shema Yimashech. But if that's true, then why is it Mutter B'Bas V'Yayin after Masruhu L'Katafim? It should be Aser, at least Tokvura. I guess what you have to say for the Ramban is Bas V'Yayin is a din in Avelos k'shemutal alav l'kovro. And therefore, it's not mistaber that once it's not mutal l'kovro because Masru l'katafim, that it would still apply anymore. Okay, so far we saw that l'chayra, according to Ramban, there's an Isser of Tashmesh Kodem Kvura, and even an Isser d'Oraisa, presumably. The Ramban notes that the Rizgeus thinks it's mutter. He brings a raya from the Gemara in the first paragraph of Ksubos, that Baal and Bilas Mitzvah Kodem Kvura. Ramban says that's incorrect. And there's, I'm not going to, maybe we'll get into it later, but you can be Dolcho the Raya from the Gemara Ksubos. Now, even among those who disagree with Ramban and hold that there is no Avelos Kodem Kvura, there are those who still say Tashmish is Aser. For example, Tosas Moikot and Chavkim Obeis writes, V'tash Shamita D'mashma B'samach D'Aser V'onen B'anami Shema Yimashech O Shema Simcha Yisei Rasa V'chotzban. So Tosas, two possibilities. Within the Rishonim, well, there's no Avelos Kodem Kvura, so why would Tashmish be Aser? So it might be Mutter, that's the view of Rizgeus. If it is Aser, the reason is either because Shema Yimashech, that'll be like Bas V'Yayin, meaning to say, interestingly enough, according to that approach, there is an Isser Tashmish Kodem Kvura and an Isser Tashmish Lachar Kvura, but for two different reasons. The Isser Tashmish Kodem Kvura is Shema Yimashech, the Isser Tashmish Lachar Kvura is Avelos. Alternatively, Tosa says, Simcha Yisei Rasa V'chutzpah. That's like going too far. Yes, Dine Avelos won't start, but Tashmish, that's wrong. Rabbeinu Yonah also says, it's because of Kalas Rosh. That's why he thinks it applies even on Shabbos. As we mentioned, the Ramban brings a riot, two riots really, from the Machlokas about Shabbos. Mashma, that everybody reads also during the Chol. And we mentioned that the way the Ritzkeis would answer that is he learns, I think, more like the Rimagash, that it's a Machlokas on Shabbos, whether it's a Chiyuv or a Rishus. Okay, fine. And good. What else? So the Gemara says explicitly that there's no kfias hamita immediately. There's actually a debate in the Gemara when exactly does kfias hamita begin. Are you chayav mishiyetz min abayis? Are you chayav from stima sagolo? We'll get back to that a little bit later. But it's pashut in the Gemara that there's no kfias hamita immediately upon death. Right, so for the Rambam, that's very easy to understand because there's no dinei avelos immediately upon death. According to Rambam, you'd have to say that since you're osik b'kfura, to stop and be mafsik, you know, to turn over the bed, whatever exactly that means, that would also share the kfura. Now, the Rambam writes, though, even though we don't have to be kofir the mita, you do have to sit on the floor. How do you know that? So that's from Masechas Smachos. And it makes sense because even though turning over the bed doesn't shter, you know, whatever kfias hamita is. So now's not the time to start playing around with your bed. Go take care of the kfura. But sitting on the floor, that doesn't take any time. You know, so why do you need a chair? Sit on the floor. Now, we'll have to see. Is there even a din of sitting on the floor during avelos? And if there is, why don't we do it? We'll get back to that when we get to this in Hilchos Avelos. But the way we paskin, Shulchan Aruch, based off this Ramban, is that kodem kfura, you have to sit on the floor. Now, it's a little strange because if you remember from Sif Aleph over here, it says that you're not masiv. When you're ochel, you should not eat behaseba, which implies that haseba is aser, but yeshiva gabi kisei is mutter. And yet over here, we say you have to sit on the floor. So I don't know. Maybe they weren't misaking. You have to sit on the floor. B'shas achila. Well, I was wondering about that. You're saying they did a seva on the floor. Oh, so I think that might. But again, certainly during the times of the Rishonim, and the Shulchan Aruch, they were sitting on chairs when they ate, or benches or something. They weren't sitting on the floor. And Adarabba, from the Shachanatas, they both go out of their way to say that nowadays that means you can't sit ala shulchan, implying that you are in a chair. You just can't do it ala shulchan. Maybe they weren't misaking. They have to sit on the floor for eating. Maybe it's only us or I'm not sure. The minhag is that we don't. Not so clear what the basis of the minhag. The truth is, the minhag is that we don't sit on the floor at all. Onanim don't sit on the floor for the most part. So why is that? So there are different yeshuvim as to why this might be. The Gesher Chaim talks about it. The pashtus is, this is what the Pnei Baruch says, that machmas cholsha, you know, the truth is that on Tisha B'Av, they don't sleep on the floor either, most people. Why? Cholsha. Now, we're make also be a Shiva. Should you sit on the low chair during Avelos? So if you think that sitting on a low chair is a din of yeshiva gali karka because it's less than three tvachim or the like, as some poskim say. So then, bepashtus, you should do that during aninas, at least if you have it available. If you think like Rabbi Willig, that it has nothing to do with yeshiva la karka and it's just a din b'shas nicham amit balim or the like, as we'll see, so then it wouldn't apply kodim kfura. So we'll have to get back to that point. Should you sit on a low chair? But if you think that sitting on a low chair is a din of yeshiva gabi karka, and you happen to have a low chair even before the kfura, I would imagine that would be the correct thing to do. If one of those ifs are not true, so then it wouldn't apply. Okay, so how does the Mechaber paskin on this shaila about avelos kodem kfura? Not so clear. Mitzad echad, he brings down the Isurim that doesn't bring down that the Isurim apply. In other words, it sounds like he's passing like the Rambam. He doesn't say like the Ramban that it's aser to bathe and it's aser to do sicha and it's not, right? Ramban has a whole list of things of nihugi avelos that apply according to Fura, and the Mechaber doesn't bring any of them down. So that makes it, you think that he must pass on like the Rambam, that the reason he doesn't bring them down is because they're not true. And that's the Graz Diok. Mitzat Sheni, he does paskin that it's aser leishev alamita. Now that's much easier to understand if you learn like the Ramban, right? But what would we say if we learn the Mechaber like the Gra? So I think we'll say that you'd have to say that that's because of Shami Mashech, that's like Basa V'yayin. So that's why there's an Eser Yeshiv Al Gabe Hamita, Shami Mashech. It's not because, like the Ramban says, that Avelos has begun, but rather because of the Shami Mashech component, like Basa V'yayin. In Sif Hei, he writes, calls man that there hasn't been kfura, eno choletz, and he lists all the things that don't yet apply, right? Now, that makes it sound like he's paskening like the Ramban, because if you paskening like the Ramban, nothing applies. So there's no need to tell you all the things that don't apply unless there are things that do apply. So that makes it sound like the Mechaber is paskening like the Ramban. And that point is made by the Noda Bihuda and the Chassam Sofer. It's quoted in Pischei Tshuva, Sifkatan Chaf Gimel. So that makes, now, the Chassam Sofer says, and the Noda Bihuda say, aye, but the Ramah writes, V'yesh Omrim. The Ramah clearly does paskin like the Ramban, and he says it as a Yesh Omrim, V'yesh Omrim Shas Rechitza, which sounds like the first opinion is Matir Rechitza. So the Noda Bihuda says, it's not a Raya Bura, because that's a Derech of the Ramah when the Mechaber is not clear, he says it as a yesh omrim. Maybe the Mechaber agrees, but it's not explicit. So, as I said, some achronim, like some sofer, assume that the Mechaber would agree. The Gra thinks the Mechaber holds like the Rambam, which I think is the much more pashup shot, just because if he really held like the Ramban that there's an Isser Rechitza, he should say that there's an Isser Rechitza. And I hear the other diyuk, but in the end of the day, this is a lot of things that need to be stated if you think like the Ramban. So I would think the Pashtus is like the Gra, but that is the Machlokas B'das Mechaber, and Ashkenazim certainly Paskin like the Ramban. So therefore, we do assume that there is a that Nihuge Avelos, like bathing or the like, that don't share the Kvura, don't apply Kodem Kvura. Sorry, that don't do apply kodem kfura. Things that do share the kfura, like Neil Sassandel, don't apply in tol kfura. If, for whatever reason, there is something that needs to be done, and you have a choice, you might say better to do it, the poskim say kodem kfura. Even though you could argue the opposite, because according to Ramban, then it would be an issur d'oraisa, and let's say you could have done it before, you know, let's say there's a certain, certain thing had to be done, and it could be done kodem for achakura. So one argument to say do it for sure, kodem for, because then according to the Ramban, there are no nihugi avelos. On the other hand, you could have argued that there's an issur d'oraisa v'chitza, if at least it's Yom Rishon, kodem for, according to the Ramban, whereas there's no din d'oraisa and Yom Sheni. So you could make opposite cases. Now, what about wearing shoes? So Rabbi Shachter, and I think I heard from, Rabbi Willard, and I think Rabbi Shachter, I heard a similar thing say, that maybe since we follow the Ramban, you should wear shoes, Avelis shoes, Tisha B'Av shoes, as we call them, or Yom Kippur shoes, even before Kfura. Why? Because if the whole reason why they couldn't, the Isser Nilas Sandal doesn't apply Kodem Kfura, is because it stares the kfura. You can't walk around taking care of the burial when you're not wearing shoes. But nowadays, if assuming a person has a pair of Yom Kippur shoes, and they're regular shoes, they don't, they're sneakers, whatever, you could do, you could take care of the kfura. It doesn't in any way inhibit the kfura. So there's no reason why not to start wearing them beforehand. So if you have time, you shouldn't go out and buy them. You should be focusing on the kfura. But anyway, you have the shoes available. You're putting on shoes in the morning. You could put on either one. So it would be appropriate to put on your Avela shoes beforehand also. It also might make it easier for post-Gvura, as we'll see in a moment, because even though technically speaking, you don't have to do Ne'ilas HaSandal till you get back to the house, but the minhag is already to do it at the cemetery, as we'll see, so that makes this easier as well. Okay, one last thing from this siman before we go on is a Shmira Lemeis. So the Shulchan Aruch from the Mishnah Brachos says you're pater for Kriyat Shema and Tefillah. Why Osik Mitzvah Pater Mina Mitzvah? So even if you're not related, you're pater. So a very interesting question is, does this din apply nowadays anymore? Why wouldn't it apply? So from the Gemara, it sounds like the main reason for the Shmira is because of Achbarim. So assuming that the mace is in the refrigerator, which is where they're stored. It's in the funeral hall, let's say, in the refrigerator or in the morgue, whatever it is, right? There's probably no chashash achbarim inside the refrigerator. So maybe it's pater. So you don't have to do it. And certainly you shouldn't miss mitzvahs because of it. So the Chachmas Adam in the Matzeves Moshe says, well, included in achbarim are ruchos raus. And he says, ubefrat beveis hatahara. Okay, who knows where the ruchos raus are. So he reads the Gemara a little bit. Labdafka and achbarim are just one type of thing that we're concerned of. Others say that the mace doesn't like to bring it, be alone. There's another reason, yeah, not the Gemara's reason, but there's another reason for Shmira, and therefore we should do Shmira nowadays. There's a true from Ramosha on this, Chelak Aleph and Yerodeus and Reish Chaf Hei. So he's not worried about Ruchos Raus, but he's medayik from the Gemara that even when there's no Chshash Achbarim, there is some sort of Shmira, but it's not the same level of Shmira as when there's a Chshash Achbarim. And for that level of Shmira, it's sufficient to have Yotzei V'Nichnas. Again, either because we're Choshesh and for Dvar Macherim or because of Kavod HaMeis maybe. So according to Ramosha, if there's no chashash achbarim, yotzi v'nechnas suffices. And I was told by someone who is a professional shomer, or not professional, but he does it a lot, that he was told that he could go out for Kriyas HaTorah, but not for Tefillah B'Tzibur. He was given all these rules. And I assume the pshat was that he was assuming like Rav Moshe. So you just need Yotzei V'Nichnas, and therefore he's not entirely pater for mitzvos. And therefore that's why it's limited. I think Rabbi Willig thinks that, again, Mizman Hazeh, where the mace is refrigerated, we're not choshesh for achbarim. You don't really need Shmira. Again, it's Motor Lahachmir, but I think he told us that when his father died, he didn't want to, it was on Shabbos, and he didn't want to, you know, ruin people's Onik Shabbos by asking for Shmira. And so they didn't ask for Shmira on Shabbos. Maybe it's because he holds the first Pshat of Ramosha. So maybe when there's no shasrefa and there's no shashav inshi delomali, so that it's okay. But I'll call upon him, or to put it a little differently, the way some posts can put it, there's shmira al yidei manul, right? By locking the door, so then you have shmira. Fine. Even though there's no shmira al yidei bnei adam. Okay. So I wanted to do shin sadiches, as we mentioned before. That's where he talks about Vils Deraisa Derabanan. We did largely talk about it. I want to at least be Mosif, maybe very briefly, since just we don't have much time. Maybe the Machshava aspect of Avelos, which I think is very important, like we've been talking about. And the truth is that it's not just... It's also relevant in terms of the Lemaisa. How is one supposed to look at Avelos and look at the Avoda of Avelos? So it's very interesting. if you, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Avel, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Yud Beis, it's quoted also in the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Tzadi Dalet, Kol mi she'enam es Avel k'mos tzivu chamim ha'rei ze achzari, el yifachet v'yidag v'yifashresh b'maisa v'yachzar v'tshuva. So, the avoda is tshuva. Yifachet v'yidag v'yifashresh b'maisa v'yachzar v'tshuva. V'achad ne'ayir, Shemesh tidakocha burakula, koshos yam shonim, ira atmo, kiluchem nachzal tzavarum, shoshavat shiva, kiluhi munachas pekeren zavis, mekan ve'ela, kiluh verasud negru shok. In other words, the zmane of elos also relate not just to the nihugim, but to how you're supposed to see yourself. Koza, lahachin, atmo, v'yachzer, v'yeyur meshnaso. There are three places in the Rambam where he talks about waking up from your slumber. This is one of them. Waking up, right? That's the purpose of Avelos. In other words, we go through life sleeping. So there are different things in life that wake us up from our slumber, like shofar. And this is one of them. Varehu omer, hakisa osam v'lochalum, echlal d'tzarech l'hakitz ula v'lachol. So the avoda of Avelos is really tshuva, waking up, of pishpush b'maisim. The Rambam uses a very similar lashon in Hilchos Tanios, when he talks about someone who doesn't properly respond there to an impending tragedy. There too, someone who doesn't do it is considered an achzari. An achzari means someone who doesn't respond. It should be translated as cruel. Rav Tversky once talked about that. And there too, it's the same idea. You have to recognize that the tragedy or the impending tragedy, the danger is because of Hashgachas Hashem. And as such, your response has to be tshuva. Now, this Gemara that we just, the Gemara also says the following. You don't want to overdo it. Chazayin mebeis b'yikatan, kol neskashe al meso yos midai, Al Mesa Acharu Bocha, Shenemar, Al Tifku Lemes, Al Tanudu, Lo, Al Tifku Yosemidai, Al Tanudu Yosemikshir, Haketa Sosa Lebechi, Shivala Hesped, Sosa Giyats, Lutis Boris, Mifan Ve'elach, Amarkat Shbrochu Yata, Mirachman Yosemimani. So what's wrong? What's wrong with excessive Avelos beyond what's prescribed? Muke Yosef says that if you do, now he says, Shabocha Mas'aval Yosem Mashatiknu Chachamim. It sounds like going beyond that which the laws of Avelos require. So it's inappropriate. Why? The purpose of the Shir is Kadesh Yishmor Minachet, Biyafachim Medinav. So that's, these things were meant, like we saw in Rambam, to inspire a person to do better. To do more than that doesn't accomplish the goal. It's unhealthy, it's unproductive, it's therefore wrong. Rabbi Shlomo ben Ayasom on that Gemara says the pshat is that when it says Yosem Yidai, it means you're magnifying the pain beyond its true extent. And that's why it's wrong. The simple reading is that you're questioning Hashem's kindness, right? Which is what Rashi says. So that's the Pasha Pshat. The Ritva explains that same thing, that you're questioning divine justice. So Rashi says also. And this din, as we said, is paskind in the Shulchan Aruch. It's interesting. The Rambam, though, even though the Gemara sounds like it's a questioning of justice, the Rambam in Hilchos Avelos gives a different answer in Yud Gimel Yud Aleph. He says, because Aliskasha Adam Aves Yos Midai, and he quotes a pasuk, Shezehu Minhagu Shalolam, Amitzar Alatzmal Minhagu Olam Aves a Tipesh. So, like this is Minhag Olam, so don't overdo it. It's, you know, I think that an important thing to keep in mind. We talked about this in Friday classes. We don't have to get into it now, but there's a very famous letter for the Rambam where he writes about how after his brother died, he was basically like depressed for a year. He couldn't get out of bed. I don't think the Rambam thought that was the right thing to do, but That's the reality. That's what it was. And I think the Rambam would agree to that. But the Rambam's saying, you know, what should we strive for? We should strive for moderation. And moderation is called for because it's minhag shel olam. What's very interesting is that if you look at the Ramban writes, he writes this bekitzer in Sefer Dvarim on Banim Atam Hashem Elokeichem, and more explicitly in his Hakdama to Tarsa Adam, he writes, V'amnam histakalti v'iskalti v'ein b'torah shlema iser al ha'avel u'mitzvah al ha'nachama. Lo asra al ha'meisim raka hisgodidus v'karcha. That whole Hakdama, it's an amazingly powerful Hakdama. You should read it for sure. It's written in rhyme, so it's a little hard, but it's an incredibly powerful piece. So one of the things, he says, I looked in the whole Torah. If Ramban says that, you know, he didn't miss anything. It doesn't say anywhere that you have to be consoled, right? It doesn't say it anywhere. And he brings rayas. He says, look, at Yaakov Avinu, it says he cried all those years. He wasn't comforted. So clearly there's no chiyuv to stop crying or be comforted. And he brings a raya from David HaMelech that even on Amnon and Avshalom, who are Rishayim, he rolled in the dirt and he was so crying and the like. And then he goes further. He says, Ki omitz alev b'zeh miderech hamerim, to be sort of, you know, not to be sad, not to mourn, to harden your heart. Is merid, it's merit, to be stoic, is rebelling against God. So the sadness here too, like we saw in the Rambam, is midarkei tshuva. But it's an interesting shaila, which we don't have time to do now. But the Ramban alludes to this shaila, both in Tarsa Adam and Perashat Dvarim, why it's not against the Gemara. Right, because the Ramban said, I looked at the whole Torah and it doesn't say you shouldn't overdo it. The only thing that the Torah asserted is the Gedida, is masochistic rituals. But there's a first Gemara that says you're not allowed to do more than Mashtetziv Chachamim. So how does the Ramban read that Gemara? Ein Shem. Anyway, you should read the whole Hakdama to the Ramban. It's such a powerful piece, but alas, we are out of time. So, we may or may not say one more things on Shin Tzadi Ches next time, but Be'ikar next time, which will be on Wednesday, 1:15, Bezus Hashem, we are going to do Shin Ayin Hey, which is a lot. Siyat Hashmaya. Yeah.
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 Yes. How could it be that
right.
You know,